The devil works through the lust of the people, the heart. It's his number one tool. Whether it be the lust for gambling, the lust for sex, cars, homes, the lust for career, making more money, an itch that can't be scratched, never being satisfied, making $150,000 one year, got to make $175,000 the next, an itch that I deal with people constantly scratching that will never stop itching. You see, I want us to understand that this is bringing our nation down. It's already affected your family. It's tore your family apart. It's already ripped up the individual. Now, it's went so widespread. There's been a lot of pulpits that have not jumped in the pulpit and preached against to bring it back down. The love of money has not just entered the American home.
You alone are what my soul needs. You know the thirst is taking over. Hardly breathe, I'm in urgent need. You know the thirst is taking over.
To bring it back down. The love of money has not just entered the American home and the American workplace. It has now entered the American church. It's been made a doctrine. It's entered the Spirit-filled pulpit. And I'm telling you now, it's become an abomination of God. And God is warning the preachers as well as the churches to turn from their heart of covetousness and get back to loving Christ. All anybody needs is Jesus. Amen. 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 And God is warning the preachers as well as the churches to turn from their heart of covetousness and get back to loving Christ. All anybody needs is Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Deep in the Savior's arms, I want to taste it. I need to taste it. Deep in
the woman at the well needed Christ. The woman with the issue of blood needed Christ. The lame man at the gate needed Christ. He didn't need to hear about how to sow more, get more, invest more, best invest. He needed Jesus. This nation needs Christ. Simple. Let's quit making it hard. They knew God, America, but they refused to glorify Him as God. Neither were they thankful. So what happened? God said, okay, you don't want, I've created you to be filled with something. Every one of you are created to be filled with something. You must understand this, pulpit and pew. You are going to be filled with something. You can't help it. And in these last days, there's such a spiritual force. And just like singular cellular cells that are shooting through us right now, and we can't see them, but they're all over this building, and they're all over your home, and they're all through that parking lot. And when you leave, listen, there's forces everywhere. The spiritual realm, the spiritual world. If you don't want God in your mind, hell will fill it. in your free moral agency in these last days increased in this generation more than ever. If you don't want God in your heart, everyone listen to me. Listen, you on television, listen. If you don't want the Lord Jesus in your heart, I promise you one thing. Hell's going to fill it. If you don't want him in your mind, your prayer earlier, Pastor, hell's going to fill it. Whatever you don't want in you, something else is going to jump in you. There's no doubt about it. All anybody needs is Jesus. Amen. Amen. Amen.
I need to taste it deep in the Savior's arms. I want to taste it. I need to taste it deep in the Savior's arms. I want to taste it. I need to taste it. Deep in the Savior's arms.